Well, this is our last evening here in this church this time, and I want to thank you so much for your love and welcome. Amen. I'm sure I speak for Faith and Vicky that we've been so blessed by being here. Well, I would like to read with you a scripture that fits that last hymn we sang. That's Luke chapter
23.
And we can read from verse 33 down to verse 46.
When
they had come to the place called Calvary.
Tana mapenga balega tu hulani tutu I tikin na me lo hakamon de hakamon nikubin na me dapane tikin na me lo hakamon de hakamon ne akwena me dapane Jesus ni kikia topa sanne ga jole mo Pihulan ilo sokaidum. Aipa talopiani. Aipa alo saumiani. Jeesusi lo hakko. Ata ukua. Isi maki jom naa pikiki. Hanu itu mga ameng hawele mangi mata. Una taktu saili Jeesusi anno aangin. Imi kaartikilukin. Pitää na suakpain. Inu illu tappani nangakkon. Takon nalotin. Juuti angin tukkaangi. Mitä on tahtin lukit Jeesus emmin. Uhallutin asiminen. Piulit selakkon. Imminen piulit olle. Kuraittuu siukoni. Juuti nekoaksemadanga. Unetok tu saitau mitau tigi ba upang lugulo bay ni mi kapin na nakto mi bay ni mi hakti nakto mi tipit pitin na suwak pa uhalo tilo judi ang ato kagdo ang kipati iling ni piuli lawin hulaan ilo Hulang nolo tindakta. Hulang nolo tindakta nolo. Hulang nolo tindakta sima nolo hakpo. Imeli nolo. Una juuti. Ang ino kato nga. Nibinga hati nga taro. Ay panga uhan nolo bigiba. Kole juuti yung ina din. Iling nipiw nilawin. Ubagullo. Ay pangatali inyok tukpa o harlo ni. Buti Vuotimme sivuongin läpi. Käymään luottoa sutuna, sukiattaa jutin. Upakulli teemaa. Pidäytyy saharannut. Pidäytyy saharannut. Unna angun. Unna li angun. Naamangittumme pilongilla. Jeesusin mullu hakko. Niitä kohtuun haikalaakko. Atataa, ilinnun, anongnega, tunnivaka. Taimaa uhakeekami, anongnangekku.
Amen. Well, this is the story of the... In these 16 verses, we have the time from the moment he was crucified till he died. And it is by what Jesus said on the cross that we are saved. You know that the cross is a prayer of Jesus to his Father. And it is a declaration of his decisions as the King of Kings. Now Jesus Christ was God in human form. That means that his life was the most important life ever lived on this earth. And his words are not just good words, they are perfect words. They are the keys to human life. And you need to know what Jesus did and what he said. But of course it also means that his death was the greatest crime and sin of the human race. And we need to understand why he died. Well, here we have this moment in verse 33 when they crucified Jesus with two criminals. And the Bible says that the very first thing he said was verse 34. And this is what Jesus said when he was under pressure. When you are under pressure, what is deep in your heart will come out. If you are selfish and mean and sinful under pressure, that's what's in your heart. And here on the cross, God was under pressure. And in the moment of greatest pressure, Jesus cried out his spontaneous reaction. And when he felt the pain, he didn't say, "Oh pain," or "Oh death." He said, "Father." And that is to be our reaction in distress, in problems. When your life comes under pressure, say, "Father." If that is your reaction, you will find grace. And Jesus then said, "Father, forgive them." He was praying for the forgiveness of the soldiers who crucified him. And this was his reaction: forgive them. This is deep from the heart of God. Forgiveness. The Bible says we have forgiveness through His blood. And that is because it is what He cried when He began to bleed, to be crucified. When He began to bleed, He cried out,
"Forgive."
So it was the cry of his heart. Now the first need of every human heart is for forgiveness. You are probably sitting here blaming yourself. Remembering things you did wrong. Remembering how you failed to do certain things. How your life has failed to please God. In the case of these soldiers, they had not only done that, they had crucified God.
But
Jesus said on the cross, "Forgive them." Now remember that we only hear what Jesus said. We don't hear what his father said. There on that cross, Jesus in agony said, "Father, forgive them." But we know the answer of the Father. The Father said, "Yes, my son. I forgive them 100%. Because you asked me to." Because Jesus prayed for us on the cross We have the forgiveness of sins.
Jesus,
it doesn't matter how bad your sin, how deep you've fallen, there is forgiveness because Jesus Christ prayed for our forgiveness on the cross. I am the ambassador of Christ to you tonight. If I were Christ himself, the same words would come out of my mouth. Your sins are forgiven you through the blood of the cross. You have peace with God because Christ died for sins. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God. Well, that's the first thing we read here. Forgiveness. Then we read that the worldly people, they mocked him. Yes, people mocked Jesus. They laughed at him. And they said, if you are Christ, save yourself. Save yourself. The rulers, the politicians, the big people, everybody mocked Jesus. He forgave them. They mocked him. The soldiers mocked him. They said, if you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. And then, one of the men who was crucified beside him also mocked him and blasphemed him. And along with all the mocking people, he prayed a prayer. He prayed for salvation. The man who mocked Jesus, the man mocking Jesus, prayed for salvation. He said, if you are the Messiah, save yourself and save us. But he was mocking Jesus. He even wanted to add to the pain of Jesus in his death. It is incredible the pride of man to mock God even in the moment that he's dying here. This was mockery in this prayer, and Jesus did not answer him. If you pray defying God, beware, God will not answer prayers of pride. The Bible says that at first both these men crucified with him mocked
him.
But when this second one saw the reactions of Jesus, something changed in his heart. And the second man, he began to defend Jesus. And he said to the man who mocked Jesus, he said, do you not fear God? Do you not fear God? What is the fear of God? The fear of God is the fear of the day of judgment. The Bible says we will be judged for our secret thoughts and our secret words. We will be judged for our secret actions. And a man or woman who fears God is seeking to please God in their thoughts, not just with their lips and with their life, with their actions, but also with their thoughts. The fear of God is when a person recognizes that there is someone so powerful over your life. He numbers our days. He has the power of life and of death. He holds our breath in his hands. He said, "Do you not fear God?" We need the fear of God in our families, in our government, in our schools, but most of all we need the fear of God in the churches. We need the fear of God, that God is watching over us. And then this man said, "We are in the same condemnation as Jesus on that cross. But for us, it is just, it is righteous that we be judged." How would God judge our souls tonight? If there were no mercy, how would God judge us? He would judge us guilty. We are sinners. There is no reason why sinners do not go to hell. There is no reason except the love of God. The only reason that sinners do not go to hell automatically is the love of God. We deserve hell. Every one of us in this room, we deserve hell. We deserve the judgment of God. None of us can go to God and say, "I deserve heaven." None of us can say, "I lived a perfect life." None of us can say, "I was always good." None of us can say that. He said, "We deserve this kind of punishment, not him." There is no reason why God should not judge us all except the love of God. I cannot say I'm better than anybody. I cannot say I'm good. The only thing I can say is, have mercy. The third thing this man said was that Jesus is innocent. He said he has done no wrong. He is a holy, sinless God. And then he said, in verse 42, he said, the fourth thing he said, "Lord." He called Jesus Lord. And he called him King. He said, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." He said Lord and King to Jesus. And then he prayed his prayer. He said, remember me. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. This is a very bad prayer. Not very good theologically. Sorry about that. You wouldn't find this prayer really in your Anglican prayer book. It's a kind of prayer that somebody says who doesn't know the Bible. He said to Jesus, when you go into your kingdom, remember me. Remember me, don't forget me. Well, that's very vague. He prayed this prayer. You know, there was a woman in England, famous woman. When she came to Christ, she prayed a very bad prayer. She said this. She said, oh God, I don't love you. She said, God, I don't even know whether you're there. I don't want you. She said, but there's nothing in my life that has meaning. She said, my life is empty, my life is miserable. She said, I know nothing about you, God. But my life is miserable. And she said this, if there is anything better than this, give it to me. And God met her. God filled her with his love. He transformed her life. He transformed her life, changed her life. Suddenly she found joy and love and meaning. That woman was so changed. She became one of the biggest prison evangelists in England. You don't have to know how to pray to be saved. This man said, remember me. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. But he called to Jesus. The fear of God in his heart. And because he cried to Jesus, he touched something very deep in the heart of Jesus. That's the key to prayer. There is one prayer that Jesus will always answer. That's the prayer for mercy. It's the prayer for mercy. Prayed for mercy. The other man prayed mocking Jesus. This man prayed very bad prayer, just trying to say a few things, but he touched the heart of Jesus. And Jesus hanging on that cross gave all his attention to this man. In spirit he turned to this man. And he said to this man, he said, truly, truly, I say to you, today, you will be with me in paradise. Today, not tomorrow, today. Now, you see, this man, there on that cross, Jesus gave to him something. He gave him a word, a promise. You know that Jesus is utterly faithful to his promises. If he gives you a promise, he will keep it. Said to me this man, before 6 o'clock tonight, because the Jewish day finished at 6 o'clock. After 6 o'clock was tomorrow, the Jewish day finished about 6 hours after Jesus said this. Jesus said, within 6 hours, you will be with me in paradise. He said, I give you immediate, total assurance of eternal life. And I've no doubt those words of Jesus hit that man with the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
The words of Jesus got deep into his broken heart. And out went the grief and the misery and the shame, and in came this joy and the assurance, I will be in heaven when I die. This man, he was hit with it. Today! Today I will be in paradise!
When I
close my eyes in death, I will open them on heaven. And that's what Jesus said to him. The Bible says that later on that day, the man died. And when he died, and all the pain went, and all the crowds, and all the things he saw, all the things of this life, they went, they passed. He opened his eyes, because death is but a door. Death is a door. It is not an end, it's just a door. He went through the door. And there, waiting for him, was Jesus. Because Jesus had died before him. He opened his eyes. There was Jesus. Smiling. Joyful. Without pain.
Hallelujah.
And he welcomed him. And then Jesus turned with this man. And there was a million angels looking at Jesus. And there was the Father looking at Jesus. And Jesus cried out to the Father. Father, he said, look at him. He's the first one. The first one. And this man!
Tanamu.
I think he was trying to think, where am I? Where am I? What's happening? What's happening to me? Oh, the joy when we put our trust in Jesus Christ. Now what was paradise like? What was it like? The word paradise in Greek means like a park, a big beautiful garden. But the Bible doesn't describe it to us, not here. The Bible doesn't describe it here. Because the greatest thing is not the garden. It's Jesus. Jesus said, you be with me. You'll be with me forever. I'll be waiting for you when you die. I'll be your friend in life, and I'll be your friend in death, and I'll be your friend beyond death. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then it tells us here in this story that then it was the darkness over the face of the earth. And the temple, the veil of the temple was torn in two. The barrier between God and man was broken down. Jesus removed the barrier between God and man. There is a bridge. Jesus is the bridge between God and man. We are reconciled with God. We can be friends with God because Christ died for us on the cross. Now this is the power of the cross. This passage shows us two things. That if you will put your trust in Christ, you will have two things. First of all, forgiveness of sins. And secondly, assurance of eternal life. And not only of that eternal life after death, but of Christ with you from this moment on. I want to finish tonight with a story. This is a story of a man in America. His name was Rusty. I don't know if you want to translate that, but his name was Rusty. Don't call your son Rusty. Anyway, his name was Rusty. You can just say Rusty. Don't try. You just say Rusty. Good, I'm just checking out. Well, this man was from a broken home. His parents were divorced. His father was an alcoholic. His father was a violent man. This man, Rusty, his life was ruined by his parents. He was a drug addict before he was out, you know, he was about 15 when he started being a drug addict. And his life was ruined. He became a criminal, violent, filled with passions and lusts and terrible things. Then one day he did a terrible crime, I won't say what he did. But enough to say it included murder. The police caught him in 1980, around then. He was sentenced to death. And he was executed in America in
1991.
What a terrible story that would be if that was all. But that's not the end of the story. In 1985, there was a politician, a member of parliament, or a member of the Congress, or something like that. He was a Baptist Christian. And he just was praying, Lord, show me how I can help people. And he went to the prisons to visit the prisons. One day he was visiting a prison and they showed him the prison cell of Rusty Woman. They said he's waiting for execution. He looked through the window to see this man. He could feel the presence of evil. And he looked inside, there was food on the floor. There were insects, there was urine on the floor, it was terrible, dirty. The stink was so bad. He looked through the window and saw this man. The love of Jesus touched his heart. And he spoke to this man Rusty lying asleep in his own dirt. He said, Rusty, God did not intend you to live like this. And if you will pray to him, he will forgive your sin. He waited. Then he heard a voice like a wild animal. Groaning like an animal. He heard him pray. Jesus.
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 Forgive
me. Forgive me. The man left the prison, the Baptist man, he left the prison. Came back after 2 days to see, to visit him again. He went to the prison door. And there was Rusty Wolf, this man, sitting there, clean, and his room was clean. And he was looking normal. He said, what happened to you? He said, it took me all weekend to clean my room. He said, but do you know it took Jesus about a minute to clean my heart?
He said, how you know me, Jesus in 1 minute to in the room, but he got into Gasalumata.
When you pray to Jesus,
Jesus,
you cry for mercy. There are floods of power waiting to come into your soul. That was just like the prayer of this man on the cross. Jesus, think of me. Jesus said, yes, I'll think of you.
Jesus said,
when I, the Son of God, think of you, something happens. Because my thoughts are events, they are actions. What I think, says Jesus, happens.
Jesus, ima okasima mima. Isimagiya ka sumuju.
Hallelujah. If you could say to Jesus, think of me tonight.
Jesus, ima okawanagabi. Isimagiya kanga.
You could say, Lord, here I am. How do you get the attention of God?
Kanole go to isumu tatu dago napati.
Just pray for mercy.
Na tuksa tuin nama tina kagiya umanane.
Christ loves you. Christ died for you.
Christ is you.
Christ took your place. Christ is our Savior. Christ is our Redeemer.
Christ is you. Purity gigatigo.
He died. He rose again. He is the Lord. He is the King of heaven. He decides your eternal future. No one else decides your future.
He decides
your future. He decides your future. When you talk to Jesus, you're talking to the highest authority in the universe. And he loves you.
He
died to save you. Will you put your trust in Jesus? Will you call on him for mercy? Will you receive his touch of power tonight? To change your soul and your destiny forever. Something can happen in your soul tonight that can change you forever. Hallelujah. Let's pray, shall we? Let's pray. Every head bowed. Bow your head. Close your eyes. Okay, you can, yeah. I'm going to pray. You can pray with me. Stay with me. Now, if you want to ask for mercy, I want you to indicate this. I want you to lift up your hands to the Lord.
And
say, Lord, have mercy on me. Remember me. Come and think of me. Send your presence into my heart. Oh, Jesus, you love me. You died for me. All my sins are forgiven because you said so. Now come. Change my life. Don't reject the Savior. Receive the Savior now into your life. Every one of us has to bow there before Him. Don't be proud. Receive the Savior now. Lift up your hands to
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. I pray now.
Yes.
Send your Holy Spirit to wash every heart. Thank you, Jesus. Send your Spirit and transform every life. Give the assurance of eternal life. Give it deep in every heart. Replace the doubts and the fears and the accusations of the devil. Heal the hurts of childhood. Heal the hurts that go deep into the heart. Lord Jesus, let your people be free. Hallelujah. Yes, the Lord deliver you right now. Yes, Lord. Move in every life. There is liberty here. There is freedom for those who will believe in Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And I want you to say thank you to Jesus as well. Say thank you to him. Say thank you to him. I'm going to ask our brother Nadjok to pray. Can you pray in Nuktitut for us?
Amen. Ilaka.